when you're doing housework or when you're in your kitchen cooking.
You call it a house coat?
Well,
a
house coat. All right, you got one on right now.
Apron, apron. Yeah, for apron. Yeah, apron.
Have you got a general term for the things you wear under your dress, like your slip or just a general
brazier.
Term for all of them?
Yes, is it brazier? Yeah.
Well, that'd just be one garment, but
yes,
like a, just a
and
general
that,
term.
A slip in the brazier, a slip or underskirt.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. The man has a three-piece suit, and what would you call the three pieces of it?
What I call is coat, pants, and shoes.
All right.
Either undershirt and drawers or something like that, or shorts or something.
Right under his coat, he's got a little thing that
vest.
Buttons up.
Yes. Vest.
That's right.
Yeah, got a vest. That's right. Yes, a little vest.
And, what would you call the bottom part of the suit?
Pants.
Would you ever call them anything besides pants?
Trousers.
Yeah, got any other names for them?
Trousers. No, I don't think I know them, but pants and trousers.
Well, what if your husband had an old pair of pants or trousers?
They'd call them underpants or something like that. Yeah, underpants. Shorts and things like that.
If you really wanted to look good or you wanted your husband to look good, you know, and you felt like he looked kind of shabby, you might tell him, please go out and buy yourself a
suit of clothes.
That's right.
Yeah. Go and buy yourself some clothes. Have your hair cut. Shave yourself. That's what I have to tell mine all the time. I say, you know, go out any kind of way.
And they don't care.
No, they don't care.
Men folks don't. They got to have women to tell them how
that's
to look.
Right. I'll tell him, I said, why'd you shave? I said, old as you is. I said, I keep them gray hair shaved off of my face.
Okay, if you had on a pair of pants and you're outside and the walnuts, you know, and you stuck your pants pockets full of walnuts and they were just a... sticking out every which way, you'd say it. How'd you say it was sticking out there?
Let me see what I say now. Get some of that stuff out of your pocket. You got it all bushed out there. It looks bad looking.
Yeah, now sometimes when you buy like a cheap piece of material, when you wash it, it
draws up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you say it always draws up or do you say sometimes it shrinks?
It shrink up, yes, ma'am. Shrink up, draw it up and shrink up, fade out.
Yeah. They always do, too. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you might say she likes to get all dolled up.
Look good.
Yeah.
Look good.
A woman has her, you know, if you're going out somewhere and she's got her clothes on and looks like she's all ready to go, but for the last few minutes she's got to go in the mirror and
get that touch up, put on that makeup and stuff.
Right.
Yes.
And might say she primps up.
That's right, primps up.
What do you use to carry money in?
Pocketbook.
All right, and do you ever have a little small container?
Yes, I've got a little small one, yes.
And what do you call that one?
Little change pocketbook, what I call it.
That's right.
Yes.
What do you call something you wear around your neck?
Scarf.
Well, you got one on right now.
Necklace.
Yeah, and what do you call something you wear, an arm which you wear on your wrist?
A wristwatch, and then a band.